Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. The Nebraska Crop Improvement Association held its annual meeting January 12th in Kearney. Chris Cullen, a wheat grower in Hemmingford, attended the event. So Chris, what were some of the things the association is looking at for growers?
A lot of things that they talked about were upcoming issues in regard to seed law and then kind of updates on the varieties that are coming up. They recently introduced a computerized program that they're using to track the seed and turning in the certified acres and then tracking the seed sales to where our annual reports are figured a lot easier. And then it also provides the bulk sales certificate to the growers as they load their seed out at their seed producer. But probably the highlight of the conference was Dr. Benzinger had provided a talk in regard to the varieties that he had released over his career. Dr. Benzinger is going to retire in the spring of 2021, and he gave a really nice presentation in regard to all the varieties that he had released since his start at the university back in 1986. And it was really neat to talk about the successes of the program. And Dr. Benzinger, being the humble person he was, he also talked about the varieties that he released, and then when they released them, they had a weather event hit that maybe winter killed it or whatnot. And he talked about some of the trials that he had as well. But it was a very neat thing to witness, and then it was also nice to just remember some of those varieties that he had produced, that we had produced as growers and seedsmen in the past, and what we liked about them and what we didn't like about them. And there's still some varieties that he released years ago that a lot of people still talk about to this day and how well they did. And
Chris, I know you have worked with Dr. Benzinger and his wheat breeding studies. What were some of the highlights for you?
Well, one thing about Dr. Benzinger is he always told it like it was. And if there's something good about a variety, and he enforced it, he didn't boast about it, but he told about it. But if there's something that was negative or could probably be a challenge for that variety, area disease resistance that wasn't up to some other varieties, he would let you know that. So you knew all your risks going in. But one of his tales that he was always when he released a variety, he says, I like to see all these varieties because they bring them up over a number of years, supposedly 12 years before they release a variety. And he says, he considers a success when he sees that problem in his nursery instead of in our fields. So he likes to hopefully get those problems figured out before they're released so it doesn't have a negative impact on a grower's budget or his earning ability when he plants a variety. But, he was just an incredibly humble person, and yet he was ethical and fair and always had the growers in mind when he talked about it. He always said that he worked for Nebraska, and he really did, and he really took pride in his work.
Well, the next person will have some big shoes to fill, but I'm sure they'll be up for it. Chris, you also learned more about New Pride. Why don't you introduce our listeners to it?
New Pride is one of the bodies that handles some of the traded genetics in wheat and in soybeans. And there's just another seed group that they handle, like in the case of wheat, which I deal with, it's the Clearfield wheat. And then they have some varieties that are non-traded as well. But it's just another grower group that handles the Clearfield wheat.
Thanks, Chris. And let's hope for snow this week without as much wind. This has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Chabela Guzman.